Constraining Gravity with Synergies Between Radio and Optical Cosmological Surveys, by Santiago Casas et al. In this work we present updated forecasts on parameterized modifications of gravity that can capture deviations of the behavior of cosmological density perturbations beyond. For these forecasts we adopt the SCAR Observatory SKAO, as a benchmark for future cosmological surveys at radio frequencies, combining a continuum survey for weak lensing and angular galaxy clustering with an high galaxy survey for spectroscopic galaxy clustering that can detect baryon acoustic oscillations and redshift space distortions. Moreover, we also add 21 cm high-intensity mapping, which provides invaluable information at higher redshifts, and can complement tomographic resolution, thus allowing us to probe redshift-dependent deviations of modified gravity models. For some of these cases, we combine the probes with other optical surveys, such as the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, DESI, and the Vera C. Rubin Observatory, VRO. We show that such synergies are powerful tools to remove systematic effects and degeneracies in the nonlinear and small-scale modeling of the observables. Overall, we find that the combination of all SKAO radio probes will have the ability to constrain the present value of the functions parameterizing deviations from mu and sigma, with a precision of 2.7% and 1.8% respectively, competitive with the constraints expected from optical surveys and with constraints we have on gravitational interactions in the standard model. Exploring the radio-optical synergies, we find that the combination of VRO with SKAO can yield extremely tight constraints on mu and sigma, 0.9% and 0.7% respectively, which are further improved when the cross-correlation between intensity mapping and DESI galaxies is included. This was Constraining Gravity with Synergies Between Radio and Optical Cosmological Surveys, by Santiago Casas et al.